All right, so here's the deal. Things are changing fast in the tech world and the internet marketing world. And that's a big deal because you have to know which trends to stay on top of in order to market better, in order to acquire customers for cheap, and so you can run your business as efficiently as possible. Staying on top of all those trends is a pain in the butt, though. And so the folks at HubSpot have made this amazing report. It has a very official sounding name because it is a very official document. It's the 2024 State of Marketing Report. They've looked at millions, tens of millions of bits of data to find the top marketing trends that have the most immediate impact on your business. And so what HubSpot did was they surveyed over 1,400 marketing pros from across the world, and they looked at what are people using effectively, what's not working, more importantly, and they've been able to compile it in a really easy to read document. So if you want to learn ways how to optimize for social or how to boost engagement or how to strike the right balance between privacy but still being personal with your customers, go to HubSpot.com/state of marketing to get the free copy, or just Google HubSpot State of Marketing and it will come up. Check it out.
All right, what's up, y'all? Sean here, and this is going to be a different type of episode. This is I'm calling a masterclass. So masterclass didn't invite me to do a masterclass because I'm not famous, but F them, I'm going to do it myself. I know how to do some things really, really well, one of which is pitching. And so if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, it's going to be slightly not ideal because I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to give away one of my little assets, which is my dummy pitch deck. So this is literally a template for how I do my pitch decks that is for any business that's trying to raise money. You want to send a deck to an investor and you want to have them understand what you're doing, be excited about what you're doing, and cut you the check. This is a deck that I have used to raise money. I have sent to other founders or helped them raise money. I also, in my Power Writing course, this is one of the modules. This is one of the examples, one of the templates I give away. So normally people pay $1,000 to take that course. This is one of the little things in there. I'm giving this away for free right now. So if you're on the podcast feed, you're not going to be able to see my screen. So what I recommend you do, hit pause, open YouTube, type in My First Million. That's find our channel, subscribe to it, and now you will be able to see the screen here because it's going to be a lot better with the visuals. But if you're on YouTube already, all right, you're here. So here's let me pull this up. So this is my dummy pitch deck. And by the way, I'm doing this kind of live and improvised. I haven't looked at this in a little while, so there might be some funky stuff going on, but that's okay. We'll improvise as we go. So the first thing is your title and a small subtitle explaining what you do. And as we go through this pitch deck, I'm going to write in an example from that I had done with a founder in our Power Writing course. Okay, so for example, here with this is your title. So they go, we are Shuni. And I was like, okay, what the heck is that? And they go, first they said, we are an app for people with insomnia. And I said, okay, that's kind of, that's okay. What's a subtitle that says the outcome and maybe your special sauce? And so this is where we landed on. So we go, they said, we are helping millions of people fix their insomnia with skills, parentheses, not pills. So that took a little bit of workshopping to get that one-liner, but when you have that one-liner, feels so good when you get that one-liner. So I think this is great. What are we doing? We are out here trying to help millions of people fix their insomnia with skills, not pills. All right, so that's your first line, first slide. Now let's get to the good stuff. So this is where you want to, if you have credibility, you want to lead with it, which is basically in the beginning of any pitch, an investor is trying to figure out, should I even care? Should I listen? And should I listen is going to come down to one of two things. Number one, do you have something that I want? So that's kind of what the title slide sort of hints at. What do you actually do? And the second is, or are you somebody that, is legit? Are you worth listening to? Do you have credibility or some gravity to you about what you've done? So if you have accomplishments, I like putting that as slide two. So a bit of credibility. If you have some accomplishments, set the stage. This is your quick intro, which sounds polite, but it's actually a place to humble brag. And, if your company doesn't have accomplishments, then skip this slide. Don't put this here. You don't want to lead with, I'm not that interesting. So in Shuni's case, I go, do you have any credibility? And they go, well, our co-founder or our partner is this guy, Matthew Walker, who wrote this book, Why We Sleep. And I was like, oh, I've heard of that book. It's like a bestseller. They go, yeah, exactly. So I go, perfect. So our title became, we literally wrote the book on sleep. And then basically I explain our co-founders, our founder's book, Why We Sleep, is a New York Times bestseller with over X million copies sold, or whatever the thing is. So that's like one of them. And then, you know, the other person, and I'm a AI research scientist who was responsible for a $500 million plus business unit at Accenture. We built this app in 5 weeks and have over, whatever, XXX downloads with zero paid spend. Right. So something like this. You're trying to show that you were highly, highly credible. And then, I would put the title of the book, the recognizable image or some image here in big words. And again, forget the formatting, right? Like, I'm not working on slide design right now. That's why I just took the Times New Roman black font, white slide, because I'm not worried about design. That will come at the end. We'll do that later. For now, it's what is the story? What is the storyline that's going to get somebody hooked? So here we're saying we have a compelling initial thing. We're helping millions of people fix insomnia with skills, not pills. Secondly, we're legit. You should listen to us. We literally wrote the book on sleep. One of the bestsellers. We wrote that. I'm a good business person and an engineer. That's the dynamic duo that's going to build this thing. Okay, great. So now you're going to say most customers have this problem. And it's going to be backed by either really compelling data or a personal story. I'm going to just copy paste kind of what I did for them here. So most customers have this problem. For that, we did 25% of Americans have insomnia. That's 75 million people, right? And then we added to that the personal story. So that became, including me, I had insomnia for years. I tried pills, but felt yucky. I tried essential oils. It did nothing. Finally, I found something that worked. Okay. So this is your problem slide. Your problem slide with a big headline number that punches you in the face shows how big of a problem it is. And ideally, maybe a personal connection to it. I had this problem. I knew this problem. I had this problem, or I was a doctor and I saw thousands of patients who have this problem. I've helped treat thousands of patients who have this problem, right? So something like that, that connects you to the problem is ideal. And then you want to do the current solution. So before, what people are tempted to do is say, here's my solution. Here's why we're so great. Instead, you want to say, here's how they try to fix it today. So what we did for this was we said, so the how we solve it today, we did Americans spend $75 billion per year on sleep aids to try to fix their sleep problems. They barely work, they have side effects, and they're mostly using fake science, right? So that's what we put as the secondary thing here. And then here I would maybe put some images of the categories, right? So I would put like, some shape here. So let me get a little shape. I'd be like, pills or, sleeping pills is X billion dollars. Nasal strips is this, whatever the other sleep aids, essential oils or whatever people use to solve this problem. So I would kind of show they try A, B, and C, none of that shit works. And this is where you now come in with the Steve Jobs moment. You get your turtleneck on and you say, but what if instead there was a simpler solution, a beautiful solution, a solution that totally fixed this problem with no downsides whatsoever, right? This is essentially what you're going to say. And so, this is where for them, we basically came in and we said, instead, here's our solution. Instead, we built an app that will teach you how to sleep without having to take medicine. So that's the headline that would come here, and then beautiful picture of your product. And then you kind of reinforce it, right? Like, that's us. We do that thing. So if you gave a hypothetical here, like what if there was an app that did blank, 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 then you say, that's us. We do that thing. Or in this case, just put it all on one slide. That's fine. Now, here's a key thing that most people miss. So what they do typically is they go solution, and then they just go solution, solution, solution. They just start talking about how the solution works under the hood. Everything about the solution. As an investor, you don't need to know how the whole product works yet. You instead need to know, is this big? Am I going to make money, right? That's what the receiver of this presentation really wants to know. Am I betting on credible people? Are they solving a big problem? Does their solution make sense? And how big can this get? So now we go here. We state the dream. So we explain the big plan, the big vision for how big this company could become. You know, this is where you might say, we're building Uber for freight trucking, right? That's like, we're building this big thing in this big industry. That's $100 billion industry that's totally broken. You know, so as an investor, I'm thinking, wow, if they actually fix this problem, that would be a big deal. So, you know, for these guys, what they did was we said this, our dream, what Calm and Headspace, you know, $2 billion company, $1 billion company did for meditation, we are going to do for insomnia, depression, and anxiety. And then, you know, we then added the sort of subtext. These are $200 billion annual markets. It's 50 times bigger than meditation. And then we follow on. Again, we make this even more persuasive. So you want to anchor it to something that they already know. And then you want to, so why did we use Headspace and Calm, or why do we use it's Uber for X? Because it anchors it to something they understand, something that they know, right? We're building, you know, I built an esports app and I said, we're building Little League Baseball for Fortnite or for esports. Okay. Little League Baseball produces X $100 million a year. We're going to be able, more people play Fortnite than play baseball. This is going to be a bigger business than even the Little League is. And so we were able to take this, something that sounded very niche, right? Like youth esports, but make it sound a lot bigger by pitching it, connecting it to something that's already big, and then saying, we're doing that, but in this big space. So, you know, here's where this slide landed. People with these illnesses are sick of taking pills for every problem. We can get clinically verified results with habit-based app therapy. And I think the key here is what this thing you recognize did for the X, we're doing for Y. Y is much bigger than X, 50 times bigger than X. And people really have this problem. All right, so now you're going to get to your traction slide. Again, as an investor, I'm trying to figure out, is this actually going to work? The easiest way to answer that question is to say, it's already working. Look at this shit. So far, so good. And this is where you put an impressive chart. What is your hero chart? How can you show that this thing is working? So what is your most hero metric? And this is where pitching can't save you. If your chart sucks, your pitch is going to kind of suck. You know, no pitch can fix a terrible business. You shouldn't be pitching a terrible business. You should be pitching a business that's working or going to work. And so you want to, if it's already working, you want to show that. If it's going to work, you want to say why you believe it's going to work. Maybe you have a wait list that's really big. Maybe you have a track record of doing this with other products. You know, what can you show that would give me faith that this isn't all just talk? There's some evidence. So this is where you put your hero chart. Now you go back to under the hood. So now you're going to say, all right, now you're interested, correct? I told you the problem, the solution, the big vision of how big this can be, and the evidence that we're on our way. So now what you're going to do is you're going to say, let me tell you how we're different, right? Does this already exist? Is this really that different than anything else? And this is where you're going to highlight your differentiator. What most people do is they just explain their features. That's not what you want to do. You want to say, everybody does X and we do Y, right? That's the core differentiator. So let me tell you how our approach is different yet sensible. Others do X, we do Y. And this is where you're talking about either your product strategy, your business model, your growth strategy, et cetera, right? Everybody else charges for this stuff. We give it to them at cost, but we have an annual subscription. That's Costco. It might be product. You know, everybody else tries to solve this problem with pills. We do it with skills through this app that teaches you it daily habits, right? Everybody else tries to grow through paid marketing, but we do YouTube content that gets millions of views, and therefore we're able to, you know, acquire customers for pennies where everybody else is paying $10, right? This is the type of thing that you're going to do. Product, business model, or growth strategy. How are you different than everybody else?
Our software is the worst.
Have you heard of HubSpot?
See, most CRMs are a cobbled-together mess, but HubSpot is easy to adopt and actually looks gorgeous.
I think I love our new CRM.
Our software is the best.
HubSpot. Grow better.
Now we zoom out. Is there a bigger trend that you're a part of? Again, this is all about instilling confidence. Confidence, confidence, confidence. You know, one way to instill confidence is we're not alone doing this. This is something that you're seeing. The whole world is moving remote. the way that Peloton did this for fitness, we're doing this over here in this other space. So you want to be able to zoom out and show that you're part of a bigger trend. So in their case, I asked them this question. I said, what bigger trends are you guys a part of? And they ended up telling me, we didn't design the slide, but there's three big trends. One is app-based coaching, Calm, Headspace. They've proven that people will do app-based coaching. The next one is telemedicine. There are billion-dollar companies now that people are comfortable getting doctor's advice over the phone. And lastly is that insomnia, depression, anxiety are rising due to technology overload, the pandemic, the recession, the whatever else. And so we are surfing these big waves. We're not the big wave ourselves. We are surfing the big waves. Now you want to answer the why now question. So can you explain why this idea would work today, but it wouldn't have worked 3 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago? What has changed? Did a rule change? Did technology change? Did social behaviors change? And so, for example, in their case, when we brainstormed, and again, it's not about slide design. It's about being able to make a persuasive case. And so each of these slides is part of your persuasive case. This is your why now. So why now? Well, this wouldn't have worked 5 years ago. Regulation did not allow for digital therapy with licensed doctors. So there's a regulatory inflection point. Also, in the last 2 years due to COVID, everybody had to have a telemedicine experience. We went from 10% of people having tried telemedicine to 80% in 2 years. So the whole world got to sample this and now has an experience doing this. They are going to be more comfortable today than they would have been, X years ago. Okay, why are you the one to do it? What's your track record, your credibility, your expertise? You want to reinforce what we did up top, or if you didn't write that up top, you want to write it here. So this is your why you. Okay, now the business part. How do you make money doing this? If I give you some money, what will happen? And so this is where usually I actually kind of left one out here. So what I would do here is I would separate these. I would do how the money gets made. This is where you do your unit economics. So you show that you've actually thought this through, that the business is sensible. We put in X dollars, it costs us Y to produce the product or service, and Z is the net profit at the end of it. And so, for these guys, they were able to say, we make $100 per session at 25% net margin. Here's our, and then they had a graph of their unit economics and their payback period. So their payback period was, they acquire users for X dollars, and that means they break even in 3 months on that user. So that's 3 months is a good payback period. So that's the unit economics side. Now you're going to do the, what milestones will you hit? So if I give you this money, how will you make this the big result? So, how will you make progress so that the valuation goes up and my shares become worth more? So this is what we came up with for them, which was, they're raising $2 million to do their pilots to get our first 5,000 paying customers. Key drivers, allow people in from the, what are we going to do to get there? We're going to allow people in from the wait list. We're going to hire 3 more coaches, and we're going to roll out our company plan that lets corporations buy this for their employees. So those are the key things we're going to do to get to 1 million ARR. And now I'm telling you, if you give me $2 million, I'll turn that into 1 million of annual recurring revenue. Also on the YU, we had a good version of it for them. I'm a fan of being bold with this stuff. So we're the team for this. We're world-renowned sleep experts and AI engineers. Instead of trying to get people to play 8 hours of Candy Crush per day, we've decided to help everyone get better sleep at night. Right. So I kind of like this vocal style of being a little bit ballsy. Not everybody loves that. And sure, it could turn some people off, but you want to attract the type of investor that likes you. And so, as long as some people love it, it's okay that some people hate it. You as long as just not everybody hates it. All right. Now, this is one thing I see a lot of people miss out on. Sweeten the pot. So you want to take some of your good news and move 15% of it to the end of the show. So what can you say for the end? It's like your little good news dessert at the end of the thing. So for them, they're pot sweetener was this. Whoops. They said, one last thing. We just secured a partnership with NIH. They're going to be giving us $500,000 in this round, no dilution. There's over $2 billion in sleep funding grants available, and we will tap into this as we grow. Nice. Just a little bit of good news at the end that shows more momentum, more progress, a key partnership you just had. Maybe it's a revenue milestone, or it's some key thing that you didn't put in your main traction. You just took a little bit of good news out, saved it for the end to leave them on a high note. And this is at the end, call to action. So get in touch. We're closing out this round. If you're interested, email me here. Here's my email address. And that's my dummy pitch deck. I kind of messed up my template here. I can make this available. So if you just go to, I'll make a link for this. So just go to seanpuri.com/deck, DECK. I'll put a link to this here. So you can go and download this and have a copy of this for yourself, and you can edit it with your stuff. So I'll clean this up. I'll revert all these so it goes back to the template, and then you can use this for your stuff. So try this out. Let me know what you think. It's pretty battle tested. So, I've definitely been there. The hard part for most of you is going to be, you don't have good stuff to put on some of the slides. You don't have a differentiator, or you don't have traction, or you don't have a pot sweetener, or you don't have a great track record. And that's where you will learn what part of your business is weak. Why would a smart investor not invest in this? And you need to go fix those problems. Because if you do use this deck, you will be able to raise money as long as you actually have good content to put inside. If your business is not very good, then don't worry about the deck. Make your business better first, then go raise the money. So anyways, that's it. That's my masterclass. If you liked it, let me know. If you want me to do more of these, I got tons of these things. So go get this deck, seanpuri.com/deck, and try it out. Let me know how it goes for you. All right, that's all.